Okay then, now, as promised, we've got a very special guest. Children and families in the Black Country are set to benefit thanks to a surprise donation from a Hollywood A-lister. Tom Hardy, star of The Dark Knight Rises and gangster series Peaky Blinders, donated £7,000 to Acorns Children's Hospice, which provides care for life-limited and life-threatened children across the Black Country. To tell us more about that, we've got on the line Louise Arnold from the charity. Now, Louise, hey, how are you doing?
Hello, Matt. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for joining us on Black Country Radio. Now, this is phenomenal, isn't it?
I
bet you were blown away when you first heard about it.
We were a little bit, thrilled to receive the donation from Tom. Really generous. He gave us the donation by the ICAP Charity Day. So he basically worked very, very hard, raising lots of money, taking to the phones at the company offices in London, and speaking directly to ICAP's customers, closing deals, boosting trading volumes, and raising funds for us.
Wow.
And decided to donate it to Acorns, which is fabulous.
I've been watching Tom in Taboo recently on the TV, and he's just a fantastic actor and a great presence on screen. So it's really good to have someone like that sort of championing your charity. Do you get a lot of these sort of high-profile celebrities who want to sort of join in with your work and promote what you do?
Do you know what? This was a bit of a surprise to us, but he's obviously connected and been in Peaky Blinders, and we do have a connection to the show writer, Stephen Knight, who has visited our hospice.
Okay.
So really pleased that he's spread the word and obviously told Tom about the work that we do, because it's vital not just for the funds that he's given, but also the awareness that he can raise for the charity, for fundraising, but also to families out there that might need our help and support. So, just amazing, really.
But one of those moms, actually, Melody Williams has been in touch with the studio on Twitter, and she said she's one of your parent ambassadors, and her youngest son was born with half a heart, and she's a great supporter of the charity, and she wants to be known to you this afternoon, because I think she obviously, you know her, and she knows you, and she's you have probably, you know, thousands and thousands of parents all across the country really that support what you do. How easy has it been to get awareness of what you're trying to achieve, and ultimately then getting the funding in as well?
It's hard. It's hard for lots of charities, but we do need to raise close to £10 million every year, and that's to continue doing the work that we do. And the bulk of this comes from the generosity of the community. So, and every year you almost start again, really, and you're building those relationships, you're engaging with people. So any awareness that we can build, any opportunity like this, really, to talk about the work that we do, I'm going to say to people that any amount of money that they want to raise or donate to us is very, very gratefully received and will always make a big difference to local children and families, because we do a lot of work out in the hospices, out in the community and at homes. Some people might know us through our shops as well, so we do have a number of shops across the community, but ultimately all of that money that's raised goes back to families that are local to all of our supporters, really.
Now, you're one of those charities, aren't you, where I think people wouldn't think twice about giving. Because it's about, you do such an amazing job with children, and it's, I think it probably hits all of us in some way as a parent myself, and other parents out there. And even if you're not, it's one of those charities you have to give, you have to get involved, and you have to promote. I've been to many a fundraising event where they've been raising money for you. How have things changed? Because you've been going for almost 30 years now. So how have things changed in terms of getting that money? Is it harder now, do you think, than it was then, or do you think it's easier because you're so well known?
Do you know what? I think it changes year on year, so it's just constantly evolving. We have to constantly evolve, which is a challenge in itself. We're 30 years old in 2018, so we're planning for some big celebrations and to get the local communities involved. We were very lucky that we were born out of the local community, so some very, very motivated people, individuals that saw the need from children and families across the West Midlands, and really just got together and did something amazing, and that's what we continue to see out there in communities now, really, and that's from local schools putting on cake sales to people holding balls, or companies doing some fundraising in their offices, or obviously then big celebrities like Tom Hardy giving us giving us a big donation. So it kind of goes across the board, really. It is hard, and it's hard to keep that engagement, it's hard to keep that awareness, and sometimes when you have been around for a long time, people forget that you're there potentially, or that the need is as great as other charities. But it is. The need is increasing. There are more and more children all the time that need our support. And we just have to keep on raising awareness and raising the funds.
And for those that don't know, what's the core work like? What is it that you actually do on a day-to-day basis with the children and families?
Okay, well, it's extremely complex, really, so it's hard to give you an example of a really regular day, because it can be so different for all of the our care workers.
Yeah.
So we're looking after children in our hospices. So we do have three hospices, and obviously one of them is located in Walsall. But we're also going out into the community. We have care teams that go out into hospitals. We have care teams that go out into people's homes. Really, it's about supporting the family in whatever way that they need us to. Hopefully from the point of diagnosis through on their journey, but we may be involved with the family at a variety of different points, and really the key thing for us is to make sure that families know that we're there, that we're able to support them, and they can access the services that they need to, and obviously the role of my team is then to make sure that we fund that as well.
There are many people listening right now that might feel they want to try and get involved in different ways. And we've heard from one such mom, Melody, who thinks you're fantastic. They're her words on Twitter. How can someone like me, like anyone listening right now, get involved either through fundraising or get involved maybe more physically? What can they do?
Yeah. Well, there's absolutely stacks you can do, and we'll welcome any help. We won't turn anyone away. So the first thing I'd say is go to our website. So it's www.acorns.org.uk. Have a look at how you can get involved. So it could be volunteering in the hospice. We've got, as I said, 54 shops across the region. We always welcome volunteers there, and that could be sorting stock, or it could be selling items of clothes for us. Get together a group of friends and organise a fundraising event, or have a look and see what organised events that we've already got in place. So there's lots of events that you could just sign up to and do, or very simply sign up to a direct debit. So really, there's almost anything that you think you might be able to do, you could do, simple or complicated. But yeah, any help is very, very welcome.
And of course, taking unwanted items to these charity shops as well. And we all see them around. Absolutely. There's one on our high street somewhere, isn't there? So that's always good. Listen, we wish you all the best. We hope you get more of these big celebrities giving you lots of money, because it's a really good cause. And we know that our listeners listening to Black Country Radio value what you do, and the response we've had has been amazing, really. So thanks so much, Louise. And listen, if there's anything we can ever do in the future, let us know, won't you?
Of